Welcome to the weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, is the tobacco industry working with an anti-tax group to scuttle a healthcare proposal in South Carolina? State healthcare organizations are proposing that the cigarette tax be raised to $1 a pack to help cover uninsured workers. South Carolina currently has the lowest cigarette tax in the nation at 7 cents a pack. The group South Carolina Association of Taxpayers mailed postcards opposing the measure to 10,000 Republicans. The postcards call the healthcare measure a, quote, Hillary Care-styled welfare plan, end quote. The postcards also show a graph that state legislative aides say is the same one as previously circulated by lobbyists for R.J. Reynolds. The tobacco company has refused to say whether it funds the South Carolina anti-tax group.
A recent conference of climate change skeptics that made many scientific claims had few scientists in attendance. The 2008 International Conference on Climate Change in New York was organized by the Heartland Institute, a Chicago-based think tank. At the event, a group of skeptics unveiled a report claiming that rising temperatures are due to natural causes. The New York Times reported that when a conference organizer asked scientists to gather for a group picture, less than 20 people present in a large hall responded. The Heartland Institute said its goal for the conference was to, quote, generate international media attention to the fact that many scientists believe forecasts of rapid warming and catastrophic events are not supported by sound science, end quote. The Heartland Institute offered $1,000 to conference speakers and free hotel stays for any elected officials attending.
People start blogs for lots of reasons, to express themselves or stay in touch with friends. But the goal of BizCentral.org is to impact public policy. The bloggers on BizCentral represent major industry lobbying groups like the American Petroleum Institute, Nuclear Energy Institute, and Personal Care Products Council. The blog was launched by the PR firm Fleischmann Hillard. In addition to pushing industry agendas, the blog promotes Fleischmann Hillard as a PR firm able to help its clients navigate the new media landscape.
Ending tax breaks for the oil industry and using the income to fund renewable energy programs might seem like a good idea, but it threatens affordable and reliable energy sources, according to a new group called Responsible Resources. Responsible Resources was founded by former Republican staffers of the U.S. House Committee on Natural Resources. Its first ad slams attempts to end tax breaks for polluters.
Yet some in Congress are trying to make American energy scarce and even more expensive with new taxes and costly regulations. That's the wrong approach. More American energy benefits our families, our economy, and our environment.
Responsible Resources co-founder says the group will not lobby or accept corporate donations. He says it's an educational effort targeted at members of Congress and their aides.
Bias, it seems, is in the eye of the beholder. The Environmental Protection Agency removed a top scientist from one of its expert panels after an industry group claimed she was biased. The scientist chaired a panel investigating toxins in electronics. She had written and spoken about the dangers posed by a chemical called DECA, which is present in televisions. Based on her statements, the American Chemistry Council complained to the EPA that she was biased. The agency removed her from the panel, saying there was a perception of a potential conflict of interest. However, scientists with industry ties often sit on EPA panels. In one case, an ExxonMobil employee served on a panel that decided whether a chemical manufactured by Exxon causes cancer.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the Heartland Institute. The conservative think tank claimed that no energy industry money went towards its recent climate change conference. But Heartland has received more than $500,000 from ExxonMobil from 1998 to 2005. Other sponsors of the Climate Change Conference, including the Competitive Enterprise Institute, the Independent Institute, Frontiers of Freedom, and Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy, have also received funding from Exxon or other oil companies.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.